Afternoon. Welcome back. 417, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on this Friday afternoon. And, oh, let's see. Because it's Friday, we like to have Chris Versailles stop on in. He writes the corner of Wall and Main in the Washington Times. And always very interesting stuff. And today's column is entitled Purchasing Manager's Crystal Ball. We're going to get into that in just a minute. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. All right, so, you know, it's hard to believe we really are coming to the end of the second quarter of this year already, and I guess company reports that will be coming in this time around will more or less tell us what's going to happen the rest of the year. Is that what I get from your column?
Well, generally what happens at the middle of the year, you know, we get a rear view on the first half of the year, and then we get expectations set for the balance of the year. And you're right, we've got, you know, as of today, there's officially 2 weeks to go in the second quarter. And, you know, the topic of the column is really saying, well, let's take a look at all this data that we got in the second quarter. And by and large, it's told us that the global economy is slowing. The domestic economy is also slowing. And let's try and make some heads or tails of that as to what companies may start to say in 2 weeks and what they may do with their outlooks for the balance of the year.
Mm-hmm. So the way I look at this is I get to see how many losing companies I've invested in.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing.
All right. You write of something called PMI. What is it? And why is it important?
Well, it's a fantastic leading indicator. And really what it is it's, you know, companies all around the globe, they have these people that buy goods and services and track them, make sure that their deliveries get in on time, you know, they're in charge of hiring people and things like that. So generally, they're called purchasing managers. So what different groups do, and, you know, the government does this, but over in Europe, there's another group called Market, M-A-R-K-I-T. They do a phenomenal job tracking data around the globe, really seeing what purchasing managers are doing. And, you know, like I started to say, it's a leading indicator for what is to come. So if we were to track some of this purchasing managers' data over the last 2-3 months, we've seen it's weakened, and lo and behold, what do we find out today? Industrial production in the United States dipped once again.
Wow.
Sentiment fell. So, you know, we try to use these leading indicators as a gauge as to what is coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm. So do I take from that generally you get better information, more reliable information from these purchasing managers than you do in forecast or numbers related to the government?
Well, sort of. What I would say is the purchasing managers is kind of confirming mm-hmm. what's going on. I always try to look at a trifecta, or, you know, three ways for data. There's what the official government data says.
Yeah.
There's what private, you know, third-party data says. And then there's always what companies are saying. So in this example, you know, we have data coming out of Europe that, you know, the economy is weakening. That's backed up by the third-party data from Market, where the PMI has been falling like a cliff the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then, earlier this week, we heard from McDonald's that their, you know, European sales are also falling. So we could take those three data points, triangulate that very well, and say, nothing good is going on. What does that mean for companies with significant European exposure? And start to do the math as to what they might say. What they might say for the
second quarter. I have no idea what happened.
No, I think that I think a little person is what happened, Andy.
Well, that's all right. That's okay. I'd rather know that it was a little person doing it. I thought maybe some of the equipment in this room was taking on a mind of its own.
No, I know. It's probably a little person of my offspring.
That's all right. Hey, I know exactly how that happens, having had two kids.
Right. Well, but anyway, back to the real meat of this is triangulating a lot of this data, of which PMI is a very good source, to see real time. Are companies on track to hit their forecast, or is the economy tracking to where mm-hmm. people say it should be?
Yeah, that is very interesting, because when I was reading your column this morning, I noticed that, as you said, you mentioned McDonald's and a couple of other firms. And to me, right away, I thought, oh, that's cool. Now I can certainly understand how McDonald's could be doing perfectly fine here. But if they've got, locations around the world and some of these economies that are very depressed right now, all of that has to come into play. And this all kind of fits in what is now called the global economy. I don't remember the days when we spoke of the global economy so much.
Well, it's, you know, you really have to be aware aware of where, sorry, a company has exposure. And exposure to some people means revenues, but, you know, to me, I want to understand where it's making its money, i.e. its profit generation. And if you think of, like, Yum Brands, the whole story on Yum Brands, which owns Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and the like, has been China, China, China. Yet, with China slowing, the question now is, what's going on with Yum Brands? China slowing, and its U.S. business is not doing well.
Yeah.
So you always have to put things in perspective.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, based on what you've seen so far, will companies match, beat, or exceed last year's earnings?
Well, what I'm looking for, and this is not necessarily a good thing, is between now and just after the 4th of July, we've got like a three-week window. And that's when companies start to pre-announce their earnings, meaning if they know that they're going to miss by a material amount, 3 to 4 weeks beforehand we'll start to hear. And this morning, there was a company called 2-6. They sell optics for lasers. So their customers are auto companies, industrial companies, and the like. Mm-hmm. They pre-announced a big shortfall for the quarter coming up. And I think, unfortunately, we're probably going to start to hear more of those types of announcements in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I notice you also say you continue to favor guilty pleasure stocks.
This is your chocolate, tobacco,
okay,
and booze, Andy.
Okay, that's what it was. You know, I was thinking that we had talked about this, and you also said stocks with favorable dividends.
Correct.
That's it. Okay.
That's right. I'm glad to see you're paying attention.
Yeah. Well, I looked at it and I went, you know, I think we talked about this. It's a good thing that he's still on that path because if I'd gone out and purchased a lot of them and he changed his mind, I'd probably be upset.
No, don't color me consistent. That's all you got
to
do.
Okay. All right. And finally today, I wanted to kind of throw this at you, and I don't know where it's going to go, but oil prices, because of the major increase in production by the Saudis, have dropped significantly in the past couple of weeks, and we're now seeing it at the pump. Venezuela even complained, saying that the Saudis were in violation of the OPEC agreement. They're pumping way too much. All right, so that's driven gasoline prices down significantly. No doubt a positive for the economy, or is it too early to tell?
Well, you're absolutely right. The gas prices have fallen on average about 10% or so from the peak, and you would think that that's a good thing. But earlier this week, we got retail sales data that disappointed, which says that consumers are not necessarily parting with those saved dollars. Okay, so that's that's a flag. To me, it says that they continue to be concerned about what's yet to come. And, you know, we've talked about this over the last few weeks, this big cloud of uncertainty, Obamacare, tax reform, election, fiscal cliff, debt ceiling, all that stuff, as well as Europe and slowing global growth. So we haven't seen that. But on the other hand, OPEC came out this morning and then said that starting in July, they're going to get back to their official output level of, I think it's 30 million barrels a day, which means that we might have seen the real move lower in gas prices.
No, cool. All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate all your help today. Folks, it is in today's Washington Times. It is called Purchasing Manager's Crystal Ball. It's in the Corner of Wall and Main column, written by Chris Versace. And as always, you can get in touch with Chris at chrisversace.com. That's V-E-R-S-A-C-E. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
You too, Andy. And I'll make sure I hunt for gnomes.
Yeah, do that. Okay, see you later.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye. It is 4:26, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.